The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
What is your dream job? Hi, this is Art Young, and I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine, which is pretty much my dream job, except for the fact that I have mind-altering deadlines for tens of thousands of words every month. But they're all about the outdoors. For a lot of outdoor enthusiasts, a dream job would entail hunting and fishing, and oh yes, getting paid for it. If that describes you, keep listening. Brenda Potts and Allie Armstrong have written a new book entitled Hunting Dream Jobs, and it's a how-to guide on finding gainful employment in the outdoor sports industry. Welcome to the Outpost, Brenda and Allie.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, let's start with you, Brenda. How did the idea of writing Hunting Dream Jobs come about?
Because we've heard so many people, young people especially, Stanley and myself, mainly Stanley because he's been in the industry and fairly well known as a hunter and a television show host and a guest speaker. And after the events are finished, people come up and talk to him, and everywhere he goes, we hear people say, "You have my dream job. How do I get a job like what you have? How do I get a job hunting for a living?" And we just kept hearing that and hearing that. And there's no short answer to that question. You can't just say, "Well, do this, 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 and this, and you'll have it." You know, because it's taken Stanley and I 25, 30, 40 years to get our dream jobs. So we decided to write the book so that when someone asks a question, I can say, "Buy the book."
All right. That's a great response. Now, Allie, what are you doing the research on this book and working with Brenda to put it together? What are the most popular dream jobs in the outdoor sports industry?
Well, they all just kind of vary throughout the whole industry because there's so many different parts that make up the industry as a whole as far as the stores and the television and the writing and everything. It seemed like we had several writers, which was great, and I love to write, so that was a great opportunity for me to learn from those writers that have already made their way into the industry.
And how about you, Brenda? What did you hear as some of the more popular dream jobs?
I think a lot of them see what they, the television shows. And there's three or four networks now all completely devoted to outdoor hunting, fishing shows. And they see that and think, "Oh, you know, that's those people's job. I want to do that too. They're going hunting for a living. You know, I want to do that." But they don't understand it's not just going hunting for a living. It's a big business behind the scenes trying to put on a television show of everything that needs to be done. You need to be a good business manager. You need to be a good people person. You need to be a salesperson. There's so much more to it than just getting to go hunting.
Right. So, how does somebody get started in hunting their dream job?
Well, from what I've gathered from most of the people that we've interviewed, they just started out kind of smaller in the industry and have worked their way up. And a lot of them didn't even start out with any job that even involved the hunting industry, but they decided along the way that that's what they wanted to do. So they got good, strong contacts in the hunting industry. And like I said, just worked their way up to where they want to be. And some still want to go farther. And
you're absolutely right. When she talks about the contacts, it's like any other industry. It's networking, networking, networking. It's who you know. And starting out small and working your way up, just like it is with any job.
Mm-hmm. And where did you get the info for this book? I mean, I know you did tons of interviews. You, Brenda, have lots of personal experience, you and your husband being in the media for all these many years. So is that where you got the information for the hunting dream jobs?
Yep. We just started calling our friends and asking them if they would be willing to be interviewed for this book and the reason why we were writing the book, and they all understood that, "Oh, that's a great idea," because that's one of the number one questions we get too. So we could have put 200 interviews in this book. We finally just had to cut it off so it was about an inch thick. But everyone was wonderful. A lot of people Allie spoke to over the phone and recorded the interview and transcribed it, and then a lot of people wanted to write some of their answers. So it's everybody in here is a personal friend of ours.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody stand out, Allie or Brenda, either one of you? Does anybody stand out among all these people that you interviewed for this book as having the best insight or one of the, you know, better insights about getting employed in the hunting business?
Yeah, that's a good one. I really like the people whose messages were like what Ralph DeCirillo said, to stay true to yourself. And don't try to be someone else that you're not. Same thing with Brenda Valentine said, don't clone yourself. Just, you know, be yourself and go after your passion. Now, that was repeated by almost all everybody.
Anybody stand out for you, Allie?
Everyone had really awesome interviews, and they really stressed the importance of staying humble and knowing where you came from and never to forget who got you where you are today, to always remember them. So any of them that said that, that really kind of hit close to home, and I really appreciated those answers a lot.
We're talking about a new book out, Hunting Dream Jobs, that if you want to get in the outdoor sports or hunting industry, boy, it'd be a good book for you to buy. I know there was a time, ladies, when outdoor sports jobs were pretty much male-dominated. I mean, that's not the case anymore, is it?
No, and people don't realize that there are a lot of jobs that you don't see on television. For instance, someone might be the marketing manager, and their job is to set the ad budget and do all the office work, but they may also need to go out and entertain outdoor riders at a specific one-week hunt, so they get to hunt too, but you don't ever see them. They're not a big celebrity. So there's a lot of jobs that are regular jobs. You know, they have a 9-to-5 job, but part of your duties are also going hunting. So those were some of the people we wanted to talk to behind the scenes instead of, you know, the big names like Ralph and Vicky Cincirillo, Marjorie Drury.
Used to be, it was all 50-50 men and women. I mean, women are on TV and women are, you know, behind the scenes and in front of the cameras and behind the cameras. So I think it's a big trend in getting more females involved in the hunting industry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Once they, you know, started appearing on television, when a gal says, geez, well, she can do that, so can I, and it becomes more acceptable to everyone around, then sky's the limit for the gals.
Right. Now, how did you organize this? I know it's a little, it must have been a daunting task to try to put it in some kind of consistent order. How did you, tell the folks who have not read it yet how you put it together and it, I think it's a really good how-to book.
Yeah, it took us over a year to do it. We started out at the SHOT Show, just, you know, talking to our friends who were there, personally telling them about the idea and asking them in person if they'd be willing to participate in the book. And then I provided Allie with their contact information, and then she made arrangements to call them up and interview them or to get their written answers on the phone. Allie did the hard part. I just compiled all the work that she did.
Well, that's great. Well, that's a big job, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
It is a labor of love, though, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yes. I loved every minute of it. I talked to some of my biggest heroes, of course, with watching them as I was growing up. So it was great to get their advice and hear what they had to say.
Yeah. Now, you're a young lady. Are you a hunter yourself?
Oh, yes. I love to hunt, bow hunting and gun hunting both.
Yeah, well, I know Brenda is, and tell us how somebody can pick up a copy of Hunting Dream Jobs.
It's available on Amazon.com, and the easiest way is just type in Hunting Dream Jobs and Potts, my last name, and that will take you right to the search.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Brenda Potts and Allie Armstrong, co-authors of Hunting Dream Jobs. It's a guidebook to help you find a career in the outdoor sports industry. Best of luck with the book, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I need to get back to my dream job. This is Art Young, and I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine, and we'll talk soon.
The Outpost Radio On Demand, from the on-demand page of theoutpostlife.com.